people on. How
Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone's traveling to...
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. It is Wednesday, February 28th, and we have one more day tomorrow in February, which is that unusual day that happens only once every 4 years, correct? And so another month in the book. Well, welcome to Whatever Wednesday, Beamer Block Talk. I'm your host today, sitting in for the amazing Greg Peterson, who's traveling to Dallas to the manager's meeting. I am Dr. Marlies Vonk, organizational manager, together with my partner in crime, Fabio Butter. We're doing the Beamer business since 7 years, and you've seen me around hosting, you know, some of the equine meetings and helping with the equine medical questions in the for Dr. Burka and the Medical Expert Center and at various academies, et cetera, as well. So I'm sitting in for Greg. There is a group of managers. Unfortunately, Fabio and I could not come this time, but everyone else is going to have a wonderful time in Dallas. They're traveling today, and then on Thursday and Friday, a big part of people has the Academy Director training. So we're going to have a new, fresh group of Academy Directors focusing on organizing more life academies around the country, around actually USA and Canada. And that will be awesome because we know that those live meetings are really, you know, are the keep the energy high, and that's really where the magic happens. I'm sure some of our listeners have been to life academies, and Bobby and I, in our first year, I think we went to 5 or 6 life academies, and I was like fascinated. The first one, I remember just being sitting there with wide eyes and not having ever heard, you know, this type of science before, because you don't learn this kind of thing about microcirculation in the in vet school, and not even in med school is what I've been told by doctors. So yeah, for me it was a whole new world opening up, and I'm sure for you all too when you learn about Beamer. Anyway, so that's Academy training going on Friday and Saturday, Thursday and Friday in Dallas. And then they are having a welcome reception. Everyone else is joining for the manager's meeting on Saturday and Sunday. And like I said, unfortunately, we cannot be there this time. But I'm sure all the managers will come back with lots of news. And I know that that will be shared, you know, next week on Blog Talk for sure. All the news from the manager's meeting. There will be Stephanie Glein, our new CEO International of Beamer. She will be there, and Carson, who is kind of like our flying around, doing everything kind of crisis manager. That's kind of how I call him. And he is a liaison between, you know, Europe, between Beamer Liechtenstein and the USA and Canada. And he takes care of lots of issues and is kind of the mediator. And he's amazing. And I think there will be a few other people from Europe there, but, you know, not being there, I won't know. I will find out like all of you next week. Anyway, this is Roundtable Wednesday. It's actually, it's not Whatever Wednesday. It's called Roundtable Wednesday. And I am dependent on you all, because I'm certainly not going to sit here and talk for 45 minutes myself. So the first courageous soul that is, you know, that feels called upon, please press 1 and share something with me about Beamer that you want to know, that you want to share. Maybe you have a testimonial. Maybe you have some kind of business question or whatever, a logistical question. You got to press 1, like now. Press 1 now, and then we can have a conversation, because at some point I'm going to run out of, you know, I'm going to run out of things to share with you. So in the past, I've hosted Block Talk before on Thursday, actually as a co-host, which was more the equine thing. And now I, since this fall, I thought it was fun to co-host on Tuesdays and sometimes on Wednesdays. And for today, I just didn't have a particular topic, but I am open to any topic that you want to bring up. So, you know, please press 1 and feel free to share with us what you're doing in your Beamer business, what's working for you, what you're excited about, what you have questions about, and share some tips, you know. And how excited you are about Beamer, because we're only going to know if you tell us. And the reason that you call into Block Talk must mean that you are interested in learning or sharing. So I can share a few things with you that I have on my mind, you know, Beamer-wise. And one of them is that we were informed, I think it was last week, that we will have a new smaller Evo set coming. It's called the Beamer Basic Set, Evo Basic Set. And it's going to have, basically, if you boil it down, it's only going to have the control box and the B-body, the gray B-body Evo. And it's not going to have a battery. It's not going to have a B-pad. It's not going to have a B-spot. It's not going to have the B-bed, which is the night mat or the sleep mat, the bed mat. But it's going to be at a much reduced price point for $4,290. So it may effectively, and it's going to be marketed or being in the shop starting on April 2nd. So I guess that's another month from now. And that may be a good entry unit or entry point price for some, you know, of the prospects, some of the people that we have introduced that feel that that over $5,000 amount is a little bit too steep. So you can kind of, you know, get yourself used to that idea that we will have that going on and how you would want to use that. And if you feel free, press 1 and share with us what you think about the new Basic Evo set coming on. It's going to be, as far as I know, for a reduced amount of time. I think it's 6 months, if I'm not mistaken, and that's the time that it will be available, and then they're going to see if it's popular, and it will be a worldwide, meaning, you know, mostly Europe and North America kind of thing, and if the sales numbers are good, then they're going to continue with that, and then it will be a fixed, you know, thing in our shop. Now, my thoughts on this Basic Evo set is that I do always want to recommend to purchase a B-pad with it, because the B-pad is like universally the most helpful applicator, in my opinion. And I feel like if I just put people on the mat and not use the pad or the spot for that matter, but it's usually the pad, then I'm not going to get quick enough improvement on their local discomfort and areas, you know, that are stagnated. And then oftentimes people say, well, I don't have enough. I don't feel enough. I don't have enough effect. So I do feel that the B-pad needs to be added. Well, that's, I think, about $500. So then you would be around $4,790. So that is still a lot less than that $5,490. In the meantime, there is one courageous soul that has pressed 1. So I'm going to open that a number and see what you want to share. Let me press your mic open, and that area code is 530-530. You're live on Block Talk.
Hi, this is Kate calling.
Hey, and, Kate. Hey, Kate.
Hi, Mark.
Yeah, you're
this
our very... This is Marlise, yes.
This is Marlise, right?
It is she.
Oh, okay. I just came on a couple of minutes ago. I was a little late. But are you going to be going to the manager's meeting?
I am not. I just shared that in the beginning. Unfortunately, Fabi and I could not. Due to prior commitments, we couldn't be there.
I see. Well, if you want to know my opinion about the new PAC, I don't have an upline, so I'll just share my opinion. That's one thing I was wondering, are they doing it just for North America? But evidently, you said they're doing it in all markets, I assume.
Where Beamer is, open, officially through the website, which is mainly Europe and North America, it will be having the basic set.
Mm-hmm. Personally, I don't see why they're doing it, because when you add up the cost of adding the other applicators and so on, including a battery, spending an awful lot more money than you would be if you bought the set. So I don't know why they're doing it. To me, it doesn't make sense. But especially if when I first looked at it, I kind of thought, well, maybe they want to give distributors a break, because if we buy it with our reduced cost, then we can get a demo unit or a rental unit, just basic unit, cheaper. But then I realized they didn't even include the battery stand. So you're spending a lot more money if you're buying the other additions, especially in the United States market. When you compare the cost of the unit in the U.S. to all other markets that I can see, we in the United States spend approximately $400 more for the Evo set than in all the other markets. And we don't even have the patented sleep program. So I don't know how a voice can get to leadership over there in Europe, but I would say you want to get the U.S. market excited, drop the cost, period, for the Evo unit by $400, so that we're spending about the same as the other markets. That would be my 2 cents. So.
Well, your point is taken, and I'm sure someone that has that opportunity to share that will be able to share that with the powers that be. What I can tell you is that I'm excited about the cost of the Evo premium set to begin with, because when I started with Beamer 7 years ago, or when we started, I paid $5,990 and it had less components. It didn't have a B-BAT and didn't have a battery. It did have the red B light, which is the reduced version of the lights we have now. But it didn't have all this stuff that it has now. And this is, in my opinion, a nicer unit. So I'm already feeling on top of the world. And when I go ahead.
Yes, I bought the set with the red light and paid $6,000 also.
There you go.
It's what are they charging in the other markets, all the other markets, including Canada.
Canada, I don't know nothing about Canada, Kate, but I think when I hear my friends in Canada talk about it, they always say that the cost is more, but then I don't want to be pinned down on it. What I can tell you about Europe, yes, it's cheaper. I think it has to do with a different kind of things, like taxes and import stuff. Honestly, I don't know any of those details. I've always taken it as a fact. I personally am okay with the price on the premium set Evo, considering also where we come from that 6,000 level. The basic set Evo, yes, it doesn't have anything but the bare minimum. But there are people that kind of want the bare minimum. And then maybe they can add on a B pad, and they're never going to buy any of the extra stuff. They're never going to buy a B spot. They're never going to buy a battery. Remember when we were selling the Pro set or the Essential set, it didn't come with a battery either. So, like, there's a gazillion amount of people out there that never had a battery. Now, to your point, that maybe this, and actually I have to correct myself because it's only going to be on the market for 3 months. It's going to be between April, May, and June that they're going to test this out. This is only a test run for the basic set EVO. For distributors, a lot of my people, my team, don't have a Beamer EVO because they still have their other essential set, their Pro set, and obviously to market in a more productive, correct way, you would want to have at least one Beamer set EVO if you're halfway serious about the business. So this may be a good way of them, of the distributor population, to get their EVO set. It doesn't matter that it has a battery. People won't even notice that. You can just say, yeah, there's a battery for it. I just don't have it here. You just plug it in. And then you obviously buy an extra B-pad for it, but you have a way reduced price point. So honestly, I'm excited about it in that perspective too. I don't personally don't share your opinion on the lower price point for the Beamer, but I don't know. I'd have to think about it. I'm just used to this price point, and it feels pretty good to me.
Oh, well, yeah. No, well, in terms of the price between Canada and the United States, I've lived in Canada before for 10 years, so I understand the difference of pricing, but you just go to Google and you do a conversion of Canadian dollars to U.S. dollars and compare the price. And so, again, that's my point. The U.S. pays more, and it's not shipping, because they have to ship as far to Canada as they do to the U.S. So that's my point, and I don't think we can say, well, you know, 5 years ago I spent $6,000 and I got the red light, because times change. I mean, look what we spent for computers 20 years ago and what we spend now. So that's not, to me, a logical business argument. The United States pays approximately $400, at least $400 more. So
yeah,
if it wants to share that with corporate, I don't have a way to talk to them, but I mean,
you can do easy cost analysis.
Not hard to do. Well, and I don't think we're going to the past to justify the present.
Yeah. Well, honestly, Kate, you do have an opportunity. Everyone can can send in suggestions. Just send it to IBD-support@beamer.services and to the attention of whoever you want. You could even email Stephanie Glenn directly. Like, she's very interested in what the distributors, what their opinions are in the field, like literally. So
who is that?
You know, and
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
You're staccatoing out. I couldn't understand what you said.
So Stephanie Glenn is the new CEO of Beamer. It's the daughter of Peter Glenn, our founder. Are you
and
aware
how
of
do
that?
You, yeah, I'm aware of that. I couldn't hear you. When you said her name originally, the phone staccatoed out and I couldn't hear the word. So it's Stephanie at?
Yeah.
How
so
do you email her?
Stephanie, like, Stephanie Glein, Glein, at BeamerGroup.com.
Okay, I'll do that. Okay, thanks so much.
Yeah, don't spam her. Send a nice email. And, yeah, this is she's a CEO with her feet in the mud, you know, with her boots on the work floor. She wants to know what out there. Now, obviously, if you're the only one talking about the price point, then, you know, what is she going to do? But, you know, if there's more people that have a strong opinion, then obviously she would scratch her head and, you know, then obviously it's within the manager's group. If there's multiple people saying the manager's group that have this strong opinion, you know, then it would make more of an impact. But, yeah, honestly, I don't know. You know, I'm not a business guru myself. I just know that I'm excited about Beamer, and this works for me. And I feel it's a justified price point. I cannot explain why it's more expensive in the USA or why it's in Canada the way it is or in Europe. But your point is taken. And, you know, I hope that whatever it is, it works for you with the situation it is now. You just have to accept it. But definitely send in your suggestions, I would say. Does that sound good?
Great. Thanks so much.
All right, Kate. Well, thank you for coming on and sharing. And having said that, I actually was going to share, and I do have another caller that wants to also share their opinion or suggestions or questions. I would just wanted to share that also I noticed in the Beamer group, there was a Beamer group newsletter on Monday, was actually this past Monday. There was also a section on Dr. Burka, Back to Basics with Dr. Burka. And Back to Basics with breathing, basically, with breath and Beamer therapy. And Kate, if you, I don't know how to undo your microphone without making you go away. So if you can press mute, that would be fantastic. Because I don't know how to make your, yeah, exactly. So thank you for that. So Back to Basics with breath and Beamer therapy. And that is introducing Medical Monday and Wellness Wednesday for next month, which is going to be on March 11th for Medical Monday and March 13th for Wellness Wednesday. And everyone obviously should put that in their calendar and start inviting people. But Dr. Burka talks about the essentials for breathing better. And I'm going to have to read that article in a more intense, attentive way, because I find myself many times during the day that I feel that I'm not breathing deep enough. And sometimes I'm also not doing it when on the Beamer, because then obviously when I'm looking at my cell phone, that's not really conducive to the best, you know, parasympathetic state. So I'm going to be looking at that. But he has also has a really nice diagram of the breathing. So everyone, please click on that article and read it, and then get that Wellness Wednesday, Medical Monday and Wellness Wednesday on your calendar to listen to. So I'm going to go to the next caller, and that area code is 386. 386. You are unmuted right now. Welcome to Block Talk.
Hi, Marlise. This is Wanda Henson in Daytona Beach, and Bill and I would like to say hi to Fabio. We met him over in Liechtenstein in 2019. So just hi, uh-huh. Hi to Fabio from us.
Go ahead. No, I actually can break the news to you that Fabio's sitting right next to me, but he's like, no. Fabio, you want to say hi to Wanda? You met her at the Beamer International Academy. Come on, Fabio. Come on over and say hi.
Absolutely. Hi, this is Fabio.
Hi.
Nice
I put you on speaker. Let me turn this one off. I put you on speaker so Bill could hear you, too.
Hi.
He's sitting right here. Hi.
Yeah. Hello.
We were so
nice
fortunate.
Nice to be in the Beamer and working with us.
Pardon?
To be in the Beamer working with us.
Absolutely.
It's a long time.
Absolutely. We were so fortunate to be able to go to that academy just before all heck broke loose with COVID. So
absolutely. They're going to do together a long time.
Yeah. I hope they continue that, so others can have that same opportunity that we had to be able to go over there. That was from the moment we left our home until we walked back into the door, that trip could not have been more perfect. It was just, everything was so fabulous. I don't want to take up Blog Talk. I'm sorry about this. I'm getting away. But so nice for you to jump on here and say hi to us. Bill sitting here, and he said hi.
Absolutely. What you can do, you can share a little bit more about, so you can make other people into it.
Yeah. Wanda, why don't you share because clearly that was the International Academy, and I myself was not at that one, but Fabio was, but I was the year, either 1 year prior or 2 years prior in 2017, the International Academy, and it was a total blast. And obviously visiting basically where the Beamer headquarters are in Liechtenstein, but then when you go up on the mountain, there is this beautiful nature hotel where they house everybody, and you can make these beautiful walks in the village, and then they have all these excursions to the village and the wineries and all that, but all the also the teachings every day, International Academy with all the different speakers. What did you like best about that? What made it so good?
I'm going to take you off speaker. Turn this on.
Oh, no, Bill wants to hear, so I've got to leave you.
Let me turn it. He wants to hear, too. What was your favorite part?
She just mentioned the winery.
Yeah, the winery. Yeah. But, you know, being able to meet people from all over the country and building that bond, you know, with the other distributors. Now, we're partners now. And that, you know, for us, partners are such a great word because that's what we are. When one person has an issue, they can call any other distributor anywhere and get help. And we are partners. But, gosh, it's so hard to say. Just the hotel and the environment there, just so relaxing. And, of course, the training that we got, but so much fun that we had, the restaurants that we went to, the train ride over to wherever that was in Austria. That was a day trip over there that was a lot of fun. But, like I said, it could not have been more perfect because Beamer took care of everything when we were there, picking us up at the airport and taking us back to the airport. No hassles. It was just beautiful. And I suggest anybody that has an opportunity to go when they get this going again, to sign up immediately because it's limited. You know, it can sit there. But I have a question, and I'm sure I'm not the only one. And this is the second time I've received this notice to change your subscription preference. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's an email that I got from...
No, I'm not. A subscription preference for what exactly?
That's my question. It's from USA Partners and the date. We received a request to change your subscription preferences for 2024 to 08 USA Partners. If you made this request and would like to change your preferences, use the link below. But if you did not make this request, it was probably submitted by someone else by mistake, you can ignore this email and no changes will be made to your subscription preferences. So
is it coming from Beamer? What email address is it coming from? Does it have a logo? Where does it come from?
Well, at the bottom it says, for questions about this list, please contact terry.levine@beamergroup.com. So the email is from Beamer.
From Beamer Group. I don't think I have had such an email, and I also don't know who Terry Levine is. So the only thing that I could think of is just email her back, email that email back and say, you know, hey, I have no clue what this even is about. You know, the only thing I could think about, you know, we have a Beamer Share app, but that could not be it because probably say Beamer Share. And that would also, the Beamer Share app is not, it's an outside company, so it would probably not be that email. So I truly, maybe there's someone else that knows and they can press one and share. I have seen that email myself or any kind of email that looks like that about a subscription. I would not know what it would be.
Okay, well, thank you for that. And like somebody else may have, and I can, because this is the second time that I've received this. So I'll go back and I'll email her and ask if it's
do that. And if you have more insight, I'd want him to, and someone is raising their hand, so maybe someone else has the answer. But if you have the answer, then, you know, call back next time or whenever and share with us what it was, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. And hi again, Flavia. It was great talking with both of you.
Yeah, likewise.
So I'll be,
he's all smiles.
I'm muted.
He's all smiles. Thank you, Wanda. Now, I wanted to bring out one point that Wanda was saying about being Beamer partners. And I don't think everyone noticed that. But what happened was that there was kind of like a soft change from being called Beamer IBD, Independent Beamer Distributor, to Beamer Partners. And this happens because they renamed the Facebook groups for IBDs into Beamer Partner groups. And that happened last week. Now, we have not had any, and in Europe, the IBDs have always been called Beamer Partners, and in Canada perhaps as well already. But in the USA, we were Beamer IBDs, and I thought that was a legal thing. I thought we were told that. Now, instead, maybe we can be called Beamer Partners now. We can, of course, call each other Beamer Partners, like Wanda was saying, because we want to help and share and keep that cycle going of giving and receiving, of course. But I'm not sure if it's going to be the official, you know, hardcore legal terminology, because I know there's all these, like, rules and regulations around, you know, kind of direct marketing and network marketing and all that. But Beamer Partner sounds fantastic, in my opinion. So I just want to point it out. We haven't gotten an official notification, but they did change the Facebook groups. And so that's kind of where the partner, Beamer Partner thing slipped in, what Wanda was mentioning. Now, I have two hands up right now, so I'm going to go to the next one and see what we got here. That is area code 905, area code 905. You are live on Lock Up Now. Who am I speaking to?
Hey, Marlene. Hey, it's Hannah Taylor. How are you?
Who is this? Sorry?
It's Hannah Taylor. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yes, you're driving somewhere, but I can hear you.
I am driving, yeah. What? Just two things. Regarding Beamer Partners, when that changed on the Facebook page, I actually commented on it, and I kind of asked what you were speculating too, is, you know, legal-wise, I know that there were reasons that we were having to use IBD, and an admin messaged me back and said that we're going to be able to use them interchangeably in North America right now, because in Canada we have been IBD as well. So that's good news. And then regarding the previous caller's question about the subscription, it's just a guess, but I'm wondering if it was an automated message if her Beamer mail is being switched over to her personal email from inactivity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That
could be. I don't know if Wanda still has her Beamer mail. I know I still have it. And I don't think I have been receiving any of those emails. I just know I need to keep my Beamer mail active by going in my back office and clicking on it and sending an email like every month from there instead of just going through the Outlook app. But it could be. But, I mean, I hope Wanda will just email that person at Beamer and find more info. But so as far as the Beamer Partner thing goes, as far as you've heard, that would be the legal terminology from here on out?
I don't know if we're going to completely get rid of the IBD, but whoever was admin on that page, it just said Beamer Corporate had replied to me, and they said that we're going to be able to use them interchangeably with no repercussions for using Beamer Partner now.
Okay, well, that's fantastic news then.
Yes,
thank you for sharing that. Are you on your way to Beamer?
I'm to the airport. Yep, I am.
Oh, are you going to the managers meeting?
Yep, on my way to Arlington.
Okay, so you're going to be in the Academy Director training as well?
Yep, that's starting Thursday, Friday. We got pack days, and then Saturday, Sunday, managers meeting. So it'll be great.
That's awesome. Well, that's exciting. I'm excited for you, and it's going to be an absolute great atmosphere, I know. So please call in next week on any of the days of Block of Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, and share your experiences.
Yeah, I definitely will do that. I'll get off so the next caller can get on, but I wish you guys were going.
Yep.
But, yeah, if not,
yeah.
I will talk to you next week.
Sounds good. All right, have a great time, and we'll hear from you next week. Have a safe trip.
Thanks.
Okie dokie. So we do have a few other callers on that raised their hands, so I'm going to go to the next one. And that is area code 919. You're unmuted right now. Let's see. It's
Hi,
coming
this
up.
Is
there
Joan. Hi,
Joan?
This is Joan.
The previous
caller gave some of the answers that I was going to suggest. But when you talk about the this new short-term Beamer kit, let's say, I see it as good for demos. I don't really want, I have my Beamer, my Evo set, but I really don't want to be dragging the bed part of it with or some of the other stuff. So this is a way to get a second Evo set that's usable for other people, you know, and less cost to me. That's the way I look at it. It's a good intro.
Yeah.
So if somebody's really interested after that, if they're really interested in seeing the rest of it, you could always make a second trip and show them all the other pieces that they could get.
Yeah, so you're saying for the Beamer partners, that is us, to pick up an extra set to carry around as demo unit is what you're saying.
Right, but the smaller set, the $4,000 one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you don't need to carry the bed sheet with and stuff like that.
It makes it more accessible to have an Evo demo unit. Now, would you, in that case, pick up a B-pad as well? Because, you know, we get really good results with the B-pad on the local discomforts. Yeah.
You don't really need to carry the full set for a first-time demonstration. And then you could say, if you're interested, I could bring the other parts with, and we could have a second session.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
It's way over already. Like people don't even half of the time, they don't even realize what they're laying on, you know, on a mat or what is happening. And I remember that from my first time that we got a session, like I had no idea what was going on. So just a mat and a pat and just giving them that experience is plenty without going into all the details. So I agree with you on that. Yeah,
Because it is a complicated system, and it's like you're just taking the taste, and there's so much more to learn about it, you can overwhelm people.
Exactly.
So I would use and then say, let's have a second session, and I'll show you more about it if they want to do it, if they're interested.
Absolutely. No, I agree with you, Joan. That is great information, and thanks so much for sharing. I do have another caller, and because of the interest of time, because now we have all you very enthusiastic people pressing one, so I'm going to make sure I get through everyone. So thank you much for sharing, and call back next time, I would say.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you. And then I'm going to open up the next one that has pressed one, and that is Erica 831. You're live on Block Talk.
Good morning, Melise. It's Sibylla from Monterey.
Hi, Sibylla. How are you doing?
Hi. I have two things. One, in regard to that subscription email, I never got any of that, but I then always call customer service. They do know, and they can just give a quick answer. That's what I would do. And my other question is, I wanted originally speak with Greg, but Greg is not here today. Are you on the advisory board too?
I am not, but he is.
You are not. Okay. Well, maybe you can, Greg, or give that info request to Greg further. Last week on Wednesday calls, he mentioned, and I learned that there is a website that has somebody set up, but it's free to use for all of us. It's called evosetupanduse.com. And it has just the short usage videos, like when the customer gets the new set here in the U.S. or in Canada, there are two links to click on. Then those unpacking and training videos are posted there, and it's very easy to find it all together. And I love it. Since I know it, I have sent it, forwarded it. And on Thursday call, the Horse Day blog talk, there's always repeated this question, what do I send to a new customer? And so I called in and shared that, what I learned on Wednesday's call, and suggested why not to have something like that set up for the horse unit too, because Rainey and Cindy went through what they were forwarding, the unpacking videos and all that. And then Cindy had the great idea to let the advisory board maybe bring that up and have one website or one whatever link or one whatever for distributors where everything is combined so that we could forward that with one click to whoever is our new client, and they have all the information. So the horse set is no difference in Canada from the U.S., and whoever created that website in the first place, it could just be something like that with a different name, maybe BeamerProductsSetUpAndUse.com. And
yeah,
so that was a suggestion from Cindy to bring that to the advisory board, and maybe they could combine it, and then that information is just bundled together and nothing gets lost. People like to have things in one package.
Yeah, I agree. It's always a little bit of a headache to get all the information to our clients, and things can fall through the cracks. Of course, it would never replace, you know, the additional personal support that I'm sure you also give to your customers, and supporting them also throughout the lifetime of their device and the time that they use Beamer, because that obviously makes a difference between Beamer and any other device, that we give that personal support. But yeah, like having this all in one place, and I do want to share this with people. What this website is, so everyone can note it down, because I actually had forgotten about it. I had heard about it, but it's evosetupandus.com. So E-V-O, setupandus, all in one part, .com. And when you go to this website, there is a box for Canada and a box for USA, and you want to click on the USA one if you're in USA. Canada, and then you have all the basic instruction videos. And I just hear that we have 90 seconds left on the blog talk, Sibylla, so thank you so much for sharing. And was that all you had?
Say that again?
That was all you had, right? I think so, because I don't hear her anymore. So I want to thank Sibylla and all the other callers for sharing so much, and what I want to do is give you all this, and this is very exciting because we had a lot of listeners live, and a lot of good shares here and some good tips, and definitely please, if you have more information on anything that was shared, call in back in next week. And for those of you that are going to manage meeting, have a fantastic time. And everyone else, have a great time sharing the Beamer and enjoying the rest of your life. Until next week, until we convene again. And on Testimonial Tuesday, Wellness, whatever Wednesday, next Wednesday. And Equinters, of course, tomorrow, tune in for Equinters as well. All right, everybody, have a great rest of your Wednesday.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again. again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.